Kelly and her bout with the shingles. Tammy Kwiatkowski and her MS. Bless Bruce that he may soon return home and they may return together. Isaac Kim and his hearing difficulty. Wen's father and his stage 3 lung cancer. Help all of us, Lord, who have excellent health, spiritual, mental, and physical. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 39 through 12:3. We'll read responsively. I'll start. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is the word of the Lord.
All right, the title of today's message is All Saints Day, Surrounded by a Great Cloud of Witnesses. Our passage is Hebrews 11:39 through 12:3, and the key verse is verse 1. Can we recite that all together? Okay? Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So today we are having a little bit of a unique worship service, remembering all the saints that have come before us based on the tradition of the church called All Saints Day. All Saints Day is also known as All Hallows Day. It is a Christian holiday usually celebrated on November 1st in honor of all the saints of the church. Halloween actually refers to the Eve of All Hallows, the night before All Saints Day. So we celebrate all those who have died ahead of us in Christ and surround us in the great cloud of witnesses. They include the heroes and the heroines of faith that we read about in the Bible and throughout Hebrews chapter 11. And the Christian friends, the Christian family members, the Christian mentors who are in our hearts and in our cell phone picture albums. We remember their faith and their influence and their legacy in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, bless us as we seek to celebrate and remember those who have gone ahead of us in faith, and how we continue on in our own journeys, seeking to learn and grow and mature as they did, and even beyond the things that they could reach in their lives, that you have something planned better for us as we join and run together as a continuation of their races, following and fixing our eyes on Jesus. I pray all this in Jesus' name. So first, believe that only in our togetherness, only in our togetherness are we perfected. Verses 39 and 40. So again, All Saints Day remembers and celebrates all those who have come before us and lived and died in Christ Jesus our Lord. It especially focuses on remembering those who were given the grace to become increasingly like Jesus and obtain to some measure of spiritual maturity in their lives. In the Catholic tradition, those particularly hallowed for their faith and influence were given special status, and they were called the saints of the church. There are more than 10,000 saints recognized by the Roman Catholic Church. So they include one of my favorites, as you might imagine, Pope Gregory the Great, he's there on the left, and Saint Joan of Arc, so we have a couple Joans, and then Saint Peter, who was also the Apostle Peter and kind of recognized as the first head of the church based on his confession of faith. There are others like St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Benedict, and even Mother Teresa, who were recognized as saints. Even John Wesley of the Protestant movement, who was one of the founders of the Methodist movement, loved All Saints Day. So it was an opportunity that he thought was great to give thanks for those who have gone before us in the faith, a time to celebrate our history and the tradition of our church. From the early days of Christianity, there is the sense that the church consists of not just us who are alive today, but all who have gone before us. Hebrews 12 encourages us to remember that great cloud of witnesses that they surround us. Verses 39 and 40, let's look at those two verses. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, that only together with us would they be made perfect. So on All Saints Day, we remember all those who are a part of this communion of saints that we confess when we do the Apostles' Creed. The forgiveness of sins, the communion of saints. These include Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and Samuel and David and many others. That's right, and Timothy and Matthew, Josiah. A lot of our kids are in there already. We also retell their stories and the stories of those more connected with our present community. So today we'll have a chance to hear a couple of the stories of those directly connected to the history of our church. Their stories give us hope and cast vision for our journey ahead. They reveal the grace of God and how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before. We come to realize that we are we're not able to be separated from their story. And only together with us are even they made perfect in Christ Jesus our Lord. And in this way, we all find our place in God's grand story of the gospel. So I'm now going to share a brief report of the history, the first 15 years history of Toledo UBF. And it's going to be kind of a whirlwind tour of the first 15 years. It's almost 40 pictures are up there too. All right. So this history goes from 1976 to 1991. Who can guess how old I was in 1976? Any of the kids? Besides my own, who should know, how old was I? Or was I even old? Was I even born yet? What do you think, Matt?
Zero.
No, I was older than zero. Joe? What do you think, Timo? So it's important I want the kids to kind of get this in context. That's why I'm asking. The history of this church started when I was...
Six.
2 years old. Okay? I was 2 years old when God birthed this church. All right? And this is going to go through 1991. Guess when I graduated high school? 1993. All right, so I wasn't even graduated high school yet. This is everything that happened in our church here in Toledo, how God birthed it from when I was about 2 years old to before I even graduated high school when I was about my daughter Joan's age. Okay? So that can help the kids to kind of understand and put that in some context. All right, slide one. Go ahead, Judah. UBF began when God gave vision for World Campus Mission to Dr. Samuel Lee and missionary Sarah Berry in the 1960s in Korea. Toledo UBF began in 1976 when one young woman missionary, Book Soon Kim, left New York to go to Chicago. On the way, does anybody know the story? Her car broke down in Toledo. And she decided to stay in Toledo. Soon other women missionaries, including missionary Hee Soon Song, now Rebecca Kim of Akron UBF, came and Toledo UBF officially started. In the beginning, they mostly focused on Korean immigrants and Korean Americans. Among those, missionary Paul Choi remained. Soon, some of their husbands came as missionaries, including missionary James Kim, who is one of the people who has died and gone ahead of us in Christ. He was the first director of Toledo UBF. It was around this time that missionary Rebecca H. Kim, with some of the other missionaries, went to a Christian coffee house and met Bob Nolan. But Bob then brought Rob Lasko, Christy Shetter, now Christy Toe in Chicago UBF, the wife of Ben Toe, and Tony Chandler. This was the beginning of student ministry in Toledo and in all of the United States. From that time on, other UBF chapters in the U.S. more actively participated in student ministry. Slides 8 and 9 there. One key event in those early days was a week-long Genesis conference in the Toledo Old Folks Home, where the whole book of Genesis was studied in 7 lectures over 7 days. That's slide 10. I think that's a picture. At that time, this was taking place in Toledo UBF, that we were meeting in the University Park Apartments on Secor Road. So this was the first place where the church was at. And there's a couple slides there of it. The missionaries lived in apartments, and the center was a single room. As the ministry grew, there was a need to move, especially since the neighbors were learning to play their stereos real loud on Sundays when the worship service was happening. So the center was moved to the Robinwood building on Robinwood in the Old West End, kind of a little bit closer to downtown Toledo. There's some pictures there. The ministry grew in numbers with more students coming and students inviting other students. It was at this time that Shepherd Mark Gamber and Shepherdess Joan Sattler, now Joan Griggs, began to grow. Shepherds were being raised who cared for and fed their friends and fellow students through one-to-one Bible study. What attracted them was the devotion to God's Word. There were one-to-one Bible studies at the center and on campus. Using Dr. Samuel Lee's question sheets, which often contained time-consuming more than 20 or more questions, Bible study frequently lasted 2 to 3 hours. Wow. If I can get just 1 hour with students, I'm happy these days. Everyone was encouraged to write a sogam, or a testimony, after each Bible study. There's a slide on there that says sogam writing, sogam sharing. Sunday worship service provided us with the Word of God and raised us in devotion. Toledo UBF enjoyed summer conferences at St. Catherine, Canada, near Niagara Falls. and an Easter conference at Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. God used them as an opportunity to establish co-working and friendship among Chicago, New York, Washington, Toledo, and other U.S. chapters. They were also training grounds for the growing American Shepherds. Discipleship and resurrection faith were the themes that God repeatedly gave us. God filled us with vision for UT and world mission. In 1978, 2 years, that was about 2 years that those things were kind of going on, missionary Isaac Kim came to Toledo from Korea. He quickly became a predominant leader among the UBF co-workers, slide 23. That was the same time that we began praying for BGSU. Tony and Mark Gamber moved with his family to be near to BG campus. Missionary Martha Moon from Hanyang came, and together they prayed on the campus. In 1979, Missionary Paul Hong, does anybody know who that is? Where's Missionary Paul Hong? Yeah, there he is. He moved from Atlanta, Georgia. BG Ministry then became firmly established, and they soon became independent from Toledo. One student invited to the BGSU ministry was Don Cooper. Do we know Don Cooper? Do we remember him? Remember he came this year? The guy with the red hair? Do you guys remember? Yeah, there'll be some, you'll see the red hair in a couple of the next pictures. He is now serving God as a UBF missionary in Argentina. And one of the stories that we'll hear today will be from his wife, Hannah Cooper, who's now passed away. As BG ministry grew, so also did Toledo, and they moved to a newer house closer to campus on Kingsgate. On where? Kingsgate. Two houses from where Missionary Peter now lives, and three houses from where Missionary Paul now lives. So they moved into their own history when they got their own houses. How beautiful. But the size and spacing of the rooms made it somehow unsuitable for a Bible center. So the center was moved back to the Old West End on Glenwood. But God was working and student ministry was growing very fruitful. But where God works, Satan is always there to try to hinder it. Financial struggles due to high utility bills threatened to tear the ministry apart. In the end, however, God won the victory, and the big house was sold, and a small, comfortable house, one block from UT campus on Montebello, was purchased. In 1985, due to persecution the BG chapter was receiving, the direction to move back to Toledo was given in order that the ministry might be strengthened and restored. At this time, Randy and Linda Workman served the music ministry along with a young Kevin Riley. Where's Kevin Riley? Yeah, he is still a young Kevin Riley. Amen. Other key students who began coming were Art Belcher, who actually became the shepherd of Russell Keeley, Bruce Kwiatkowski, Tammy's husband, and John Wilson. Young missionaries from Korea, such as Peter and Joan Park and Rebecca Wilson, also came to Toledo during this time. Another small house next to the Montebello Center became the Brothers House, where young students like Russell Keeley, with other brothers including Trent Paul, Dave Torrent, Mike McCowan, Ed Schneider, Mark Zintek, and Brian Karcher. Trent Paul invited his parents, Jim and Sue Paul. Where are they? All right. Who became leaders in Toledo UBF. In 1988, a new Bible center was purchased at 2841 Door Street, which ushered in the next stage of growth in Toledo ministry, with Dr. Paul Hong assuming pastoral leadership after James Kim moved with his family and a few Toledo co-workers to Pioneer College in Texas. From that point on, Toledo UBF has continued to grow as missionary and shepherds work together to feed Jesus' sheep. Amen? Amen. All right. Second, throw off and run. Throw off and run our race of faith with perseverance. One of the primary purposes of our race is our growth and maturity as individuals and especially as a community running together. For this, we identify and throw off whatever is hindering us. We run with perseverance. We do our best to stay on course, fixing our eyes on Jesus all along the way. So let's look at verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen. So kids, as you're thinking about now and you're sitting there, now's the time to start thinking about one person that you want to remember. All right, and we're going to get ready to do the candle lighting liturgy. So be ready and be thinking about one person that you want to remember and light the candle on behalf of. Okay? Through his word, God invites us to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. What do we need to throw off so we can persevere and grow toward greater maturity as a community? It's a question we really need to wrestle with together. How do the story of those who came before us encourage us and challenge us, comfort us? As we fix our eyes on Jesus and consider his example, our path inward, our path onward, and our path upward is sure to become clearer and clearer. Amen? Okay, let's read our key verse together. Okay? Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you for the great cloud of witnesses that have gone ahead of us, the wonderful and amazing and mysterious people of the Bible that we have learned about as we study the Bible. They have all gone ahead of us. Also, we remember all those pioneers and people, including the people connected to our own Toledo UBF church, our friends, the friends of our parents, our mentors in the past, even our grandmas and our grandpas and our great-grandparents and our great-great-grandparents who have gone before us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Help us to honor and remember them and know that only together with us are they made perfect in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us learn and see what it is we need to throw off. What is this sin that's entangling us as a community so that we can run with perseverance the race that you're marking out for us, ahead of us, always several steps ahead of us, Lord, preparing the way for us. Help us to see this and to understand this and to throw it off together and run together, fixing our eyes on Jesus and experiencing all the joy and glory you have for us in this side of heaven. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to invite Lydia and Matthew up to lead us in the responsive hymn singing. So let's all stand and sing together.